This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. First responders are in the small city of Sulphur, Oklahoma, following a suspected twister that's reported to have leveled parts of the downtown area. Last night, authorities say there were injuries, but there are no official reports on how many. Morgan Cherry was visiting her parents near Sulphur when a potential tornado threw a car into the house. No one was injured, but she heard from friends about damage elsewhere.
Just so thankful. I have like some high school friends that like live in this neighborhood. And they gave me a call and they're like, hey, we saw Mamie's house got hit. Is everything okay?
Local media reports say that several tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma last night. The severe weather followed Friday's tornado outbreak that destroyed homes in Omaha's western suburbs. Five people have died, dozens injured after a tornado swept through South China. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
The tornado hit the metropolis of Guangzhou, the capital of China's southern Guangdong province, on Saturday. Guangzhou is a teeming city of more than 18 million people. It's also a global manufacturing hub. Authorities said dozens of factory buildings were damaged, but that no homes were destroyed. Some images of the tornado's aftermath shows packing material swept up by high winds stuck in trees. The tornado also passed through several villages in the urban outskirts of northern Guangzhou. Tornadoes are quite rare in Guangzhou, which was also hit by heavy flooding earlier this month. Emily Fang, NPR News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is in China. He arrived in the capital today to meet with Chinese leaders. Chinese state media say he spoke with China's premier, who said that Tesla's development in China could be seen as a successful example of cooperation between the U.S. and China. Amid the campus protests against the war in Gaza, more than 50 people have been arrested over the past few days after Indiana University demolished a Gaza encampment on the Bloomington campus. George Hale of member station WFIU reports.
State troopers in riot gear descended on Indiana University's Dunn Meadow Saturday for the second time this week. They used plastic wrist restraints to subdue protesters who were calling on IU to divest from Israel. PhD student and IU Divestment Coalition rep Bryce Green says the crackdown won't deter those at the camp, which is just one of dozens of encampments that have sprung up at universities across the U.S.
All these students on all these schools are asserting their power, asserting their voice, and asserting their demands from their university.
Green was among those arrested on Dunn Meadow. He faces a 5-year ban from campus, according to documents provided by a union that represents him. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
Los Angeles police were on a tactical alert last night. Dozens responded to the University of Southern California as pro-Palestinian protesters returned to their encampment. Washington University in St. Louis says 80 protesters were arrested on campus last night. This is NPR. A shooting in San Antonio's historic Market Square caused panic overnight among residents taking part in the city's annual fiesta celebration. Texas Public Radio's Dan Katz reports.
San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says the shooting happened in the middle of Market Square on its busiest night of the year.
We had two individuals open fire on each other right in the middle of Margarita Alley. We had two officers return fire.
The San Antonio Police Department says two people are dead and four bystanders were injured in the incident. Two people were transported to a local hospital with non-threatening injuries, while two others were treated and released at the scene with minor injuries. The shooting happened just after the Fiesta Flambeau Parade, the nation's largest illuminated parade that attracts more than 750,000 people. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
Journalists in Mexico are demanding a transparent investigation into the killing of a reporter in southern Mexico. Roberto Figueroa was found dead inside a car after disappearing Friday morning. He's the first journalist to be killed in Mexico this year. The country ranks as the most dangerous for reporters in the Western Hemisphere. In Australia, thousands rallied this weekend in Sydney and other major cities to call attention to a recent wave of violence against women. The protesters are calling for stronger criminal laws. The prime minister says violence against women is an epidemic in Australia. The government has said a woman has been killed every 4 days this year. Five women were among six killed in a stabbing attack in Sydney earlier this month. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.